This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. The Illinois Beef Expo starts this week and is taking place at the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield. Director of Communications for the Illinois Beef Association, Jill Johnson, expects to see a great turnout, and she says there's always something for everyone to enjoy. Jill, before we know it, the Illinois Beef Expo is going to be here.
That's right. It's right around the corner. Can you believe it's already the end of February?
Sounds like there's going to be a lot on the agenda. I know there's several sales and the trade show, so fill us in on what people can expect to see this year.
Sure. Well, the Illinois Beef Expo starts next Thursday, February 25th, and kicks off with the Illinois Performance Tested Bull Sale and the trade show. All of that happens in the Livestock Center at the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield. Upstairs with the IPT Bull Sale, always a great event with some of our best and most well-respected breeders that bring bulls to town every year, and certainly highly sought after by seed stock breeders and commercial producers alike. So it's a great crowd of cattlemen that come in on Thursday for that featured sale, and then of course the trade show will be bustling indeed, and there's always something for everyone in the trade show. And then Friday we see a couple sales and junior cattle start coming in, and then Saturday more sales, and of course the junior show starts Saturday afternoon and kicks off with the Illinois Junior Beef Association point show ceremony. And the Illinois Beef Expo is actually the first show on the 2016 calendar that falls into the Illinois Junior Beef Association point show program. So a lot of juniors coming to town, one of their often first shows of the season, and so it's fun to see all those families come to Springfield and compete and enjoy the fellowship.
Is there anything new this year that people should be looking forward to, or just exciting things all around the expo?
Mm-hmm. There's a Stock Show U fitting contest for youth, and of course the Hereford breed moved their sale last year to Friday evening, and that will continue to be Friday evening this year, which was a fun social event along with the sale. So generally the schedule is as you'd expect, but that's what's so exciting about the Beef Expo. There really is something for everyone, and it's sort of the culmination of where cattlemen come together.
Kind of changing the topic a little bit now to focus on the Illinois Beef Association. Could you share with us approximately how many members there are in the association?
Sure. We have, a strong membership base that really sees the value in not only the political sort of work that we do at the state and national level, but educational programs and events as well. So similar to the Illinois Beef Expo, and coming up in the middle of March, March 18th and 19th, we'll have the Beef and Beyond Seed Stock Summit. So as our industry moves forward and technology comes available that will make producers hopefully more, reliable and predictable, we want to offer events like the Beef and Beyond Seed Stock Summit that at the end of the day, producers can come and go home feeling that they learned something to help them from a management standpoint and possibly be more profitable on their own operation. So we hope that people find the value in just the education and communication that we're able to offer them as an association.
And roughly how many members are there of the association?
I'm not going to talk specific numbers, but we're really proud to represent cattlemen throughout the state with all sectors of the industry. And I think that's what makes our association and our Board of Governors so unique, because they truly do represent everyone and everyone's interests. And at the end of the day, are hopefully making decisions that will benefit everyone.
Wonderful. Well, it sounds like a lot of great things going for the association, including the expo. Is there anything that I haven't asked you about the expo that you'd like to share with us?
We just hope that everyone comes out and enjoys it. And, of course, at the expo, along with the trade show, we have our silent auction that benefits our new Illinois Beef Foundation. And that foundation is set up solely for the purpose of awarding scholarships to youth. So, the 2016 youth scholarship deadline is March 1st, but we'll start raising funds with the silent auction at the Illinois Beef Expo.
Director of Communications for the Illinois Beef Association, Jill Johnson. We'll be back with more after these messages. A Los Angeles-based advisory group expects more ethanol industry consolidation this year. In a Biofuels International article, Ocean Park Advisors says with dampened expectations for future margins, they expect any remaining non-strategic players to explore exits. The report notes that 94 standalone ethanol plants in the United States accounted for 5.3 billion gallons, or 35% of domestic production. Further, they predict boards of standalone plants will continue to weigh the benefits and risks of remaining independent in an industry that continues to consolidate. The finance advisory says it's tracked 10 transactions last year worth an estimated $750 to $850 million that involved 13 plants with more than 800 million gallons per year production capacity. Agriculture technology investments surged to a record in 2015 despite a slumping farm economy. A study released last week shows investments in agriculture technology startups reached $4.6 billion last year, which was nearly double the $2.36 billion in 2014. Investments in 2015 were also noticeably less American, as just 58% of deals were in U.S.-based companies versus 90% in 2014, according to AgFunder. The group says drones and robotics investments grew by 237% from 2014, as more growers are expected to use crop scouting drones and various autonomous farm machines for data analysis and precision farming. The Senate Agriculture Committee will mark up Chairman Pat Roberts' GMO labeling bill on Thursday. Roberts released a draft of the bill last week that drew applause from many agriculture groups. However, as Politico reports, it's unclear if Democrats will be able to ignore pressure from pro-labeling groups unhappy with the measure. The Kansas senator's bill serves as an abbreviated 7-page draft compared to the 37-page measure by a Kansas representative, which passed the House last July by a 275-150 vote. The Senate bill would require USDA to set a voluntary national food labeling standard for genetically engineered foods, preempt state labeling laws on both GMO foods and seed, and require USDA to provide consumers with information on the benefits of biotechnology, according to the draft. Roberts did say he is open to amendments to the bill, which he hopes will stop the labeling law in Vermont from going into effect in July of this year. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.